Silver Bay Seafoods has been buying and processing salmon and herring at its plant in Sitka for the past decade. Silver Bay's Tommy Sheridan says the company wants to do something new.
We've done our analysis and we believe there's unmet demand. Many others have as well. Alaska waters produce the highest quality seafood products in the country, if not the world. And there is significant demand for Alaskan oysters.
Silver Bay chartered a boat to take myself and a group of local business people, academics, and seafood industry boosters to see the site of its oyster venture. It's about 13 miles from Sitka's harbor.
All right, well, this is our spot. So obviously we don't have anything in the water, but this is our Olga Point location. It's being reviewed for permitting now. It's out for public comment.
It's in a cove near Rocky Shoreline. Not much to see yet.
If this were to go through, what you'd see here within this general area are a series of rafts that we'll use to suspend oysters from.
At this point, it's still if. Silver Bay has been working on securing a lease from the state's Department of Natural Resources since 2017. Now, Alaska has produced oysters for decades, but never on the scale being proposed here. Many in Sitka are watching with interest. There hasn't been any vocal opposition, but response has been cool. Sitka Tribe of Alaska hasn't taken a position, but its representatives say they're taking a careful look at the proposal. That's because Sitka has had a checkered past with oyster farms.
Locally grown oysters are suspected as the source of an acute gastrointestinal outbreak in Sitka.
In 2009, about 24 people fell ill after eating oysters grown in Sitka's Whiting Harbor. It soon closed down for good. A year later, an invasive species of sea squirt was confirmed to have colonized the seafloor around the shuttered oyster farm. The area around Whiting Harbor has been a no-go for fishermen ever since. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's invasive species coordinator, Tammy Davis, can't say with certainty where the invasive sea squirt, also known as tunicates, came from, but many in the community blame the old oyster farm.
Whiting Harbor is the only location where the Didenum vexillum is found, and it's quite a jump from the British Columbia populations that have been present since the 90s.
Efforts continue to eradicate the invasive sea squirt species, also known as DVEX. So when there's talk of bringing oysters back to Sitka, locals say they want assurances there will be no repeat of the Whiting Harbor debacle. Davis knows all this history. She says any new oyster farm should be required to regularly survey its gear.
So that should an infestation occur, it isn't, you know, potentially years between the introduction and detection.
That's what her agency recommends to DNR, which is reviewing the lease application. Other agencies have chimed in. The U.S. Forest Service has asked that public access be protected for people accessing the shore. And Sitka's city staff penned an unsigned letter saying the city and borough generally supports mariculture, as long as it doesn't conflict with other users.
You know, is it going to interfere with any existing uses? That's a big one for fishing game.
That's Acting Mariculture Coordinator Lorraine Versesi. Commercial, subsistence, and sport fishing is popular on Sitka Sound. Any 10-year lease granted to an oyster farm can't take that away.
They're not entitled to the exclusive title to that area, so we just want to make sure that it's not going to inhibit any of the other users.
Silver Bay says none of this would be a deal breaker. Christy Collis runs DNR's regional lease office. Lately, her staff has seen applications for larger oyster farm leases. A 127-acre farm in Doyle Bay off Prince of Wales Island recently completed its regulatory review. It's nearly as big as Silver Bay's proposed farm, and both dwarf any oyster farm proposal to date.
I think our largest farm prior to Doyle Bay, going as far as it has, is like 26 acres.
She credits the Mariculture Task Force, established by Governor Bill Walker 3 years ago. The task force projects Alaska's mariculture sector, which includes shellfish and seaweed, could grow to a $100 million industry in 20 years. The task force co-chair is Julie Decker. She was on the boat ride to Oka Point. She says Alaska mariculture faces challenges. Oysters grow slower in colder waters. Overhead costs are higher in Alaska. The only way to survive, she said, is to expand.
The small mom and pops, you know, have struggled. Some of them have recently added even to their scale, and that's helping them.
She says larger oyster farms like the one proposed here in Sitka Sound or off Prince of Wales Island could be the future for the state.
There's farms this size and larger in British Columbia, state of Washington, Oregon, California, so up and down the West Coast. But Alaska is still untapped that way.
Silver Bay's oyster farm proposal is out for public comment through March 1st. The Prince of Wales Island farm still needs to post a bond and sign for its lease. But relatively large oyster farms are a new frontier for Alaska fisheries. For both farms, millions of oyster seed could be in Southeast waters by the end of this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Jacob Resnick.